Madonna, Six, Prince, Survivor, and Cheap Trick, Def Leppard, and Motley Crue, Ricky's has them all for you. Coach Trick, Club Queen, FYC, Bangles, Slim, All, and Blondie. Feel like somebody's watching me, yeah. I love the 80s. Come on, play me one or two just for old time.
The week of June 10th, 1988.
Okay, are you ready for this? Vanessa Williams just won her Grammy, but what is she most proud of? Gaining 44 pounds and how she lost it like that. Coming up, plus Michael Jackson hooked up with his background singer, her name Sheryl Crow. Plus, you can win on the Weekly Top 40 Challenge. It's all coming up as we head to number one.
Weekly Top 40.
12 years ago today, an ore-carrying freighter called the Edmund Fitzgerald broke in two during a heavy storm in Lake Superior. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy, and the only thing worse was a song that Gordon Lightfoot wrote about it.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Gitche-Gumee. I hear the word Gitche-Gumee and it just drives me up the wall. One too many Gitche-Gumees for me. Here's the music of today, number 18 on the Weekly Top 40, Los Lobos.
Well, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go.
The Weekly Top 40 Countdown, Be a Guest DJ.
Hi, this is Byron Scott of the Los Angeles Lakers, here to introduce the number 3 song in the top 10, our favorite Laker girl, Paula Abdul with Cold Hearted Snake. Paula, we are so proud of you.
And Byron, we are so proud of you. She's up for an Emmy Award for Best Choreography for the Tracy Ullman Show, too. All right, Paula.
Yeah!
He's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eye.
You of the all.
How about this? Playboy magazine has announced new plans for a magazine devoted entirely to married men. This magazine from Playboy will be devoted entirely to married men, featuring the same girl in the fold-out every month.
It's back to the 80s with huge ratings.